Good morning, everyone. It is wonderful to see all of you here at Wellspring Church. Some things I wrote down from the singing this morning is, you pick me up, you are there. God is always there. Fall in his arms, come as you are. Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that all things have been handed over to you by the Father. You are the only one who fully knows the Father, and we praise you for choosing to reveal him to us. Open our eyes to see, open our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive the depth of your love. Amen. Earlier in the book of Matthew, Jesus was reminding the people that John the Baptist was God's chosen, and he alone was serving as the Messiah's messenger. John's ministry was prophesied in both Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1, and Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3. John was disciplined. He was not desiring a life of luxury. He was very steady in his belief. John the Baptist was approachable. He was a brother. He was a friend. By rejecting John, it was possible to reject God's truth, and that made their sinning a little bit easier. There was a critical group of people that just couldn't be pleased, and then they chose not to follow John. Both John and Elijah served in the same spirit. We discussed last week in Malachi 4 that Elijah, or someone like John the Baptist, will come again before the second coming of Christ. In Matthew 11, Jesus rebukes the people who refuse his ministry and those that rebuke John the Baptist. Matthew 11, verse 16. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang dirge, which is music composed to express grief, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of the tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. John, if you can believe it, was criticized for leading thousands of people into repentance. And Jesus was criticized for teaching and loving others unconditionally. Some people complained no matter what the circumstances were. It does sound like a tired child. Unconsolable, not easy to deal with. There just was no pleasing this generation. They refused to hear God in good times, and they refused to hear God in bad times. And Jesus heard them calling him names, like a friend of sinners or a friend of the tax collectors. And Jesus turned those comments into positive statements. In his heart, he knew he was doing the right thing. Some generations in Capernaum and in other cities simply disregarded or neglected what Jesus was sharing. You see, they did not want to give up their self-centered lives. They did not want to give up the items and the things that they had. We need to recognize and know that we are Christ's ambassadors. And believers are not to be reconciled to God. Jesus faithfully embraces those who are willing to turn to him if we just fall into his arms. Theologian Charles Spurgeon shared, if you are to be God's forever, be his today. Today is the day to fall into his arms. Author Max Lucado wrote, "Grace is the voice that calls us to change and then gives us the power to pull it off." You see, faith is very powerful. I'm reading from John 1, verses 10 through 12. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. In your heart and in your minds, you are a child of God. You can even say it. I am a child of God. There is spiritual rebirth to those who accept Jesus. And it is simply tragic when people reject him. He came to save the world. Praise be that we are privileged as believers to be his children. Matthew 11, starting at verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Pure joy is found by responding to Jesus. Jesus has always chosen the unlikely to share his message to the kingdom. New believers with childlike faith were experiencing a relationship with God the Father through his Son during that time. No one knows God the Father as well as the Son does. God the Son knows God the Father because they are equal in nature. Jesus says, "Come to me. Fall into my arms." His authority is revealed with that invitation, "Come to me." We are invited to trust in Jesus and have a personal relationship with him. Jesus reaches out to those who are burdened. And some people will carry their own burdens along with the burdens of others. Slow down. Spend time with Jesus. He's reaching out to you. I'd like you to focus on the item or items that have been heavy on your heart this week. Pick one. Take this moment and ask Jesus to lift that burden from you. Ask him to carry it along with you. Find peace in knowing that you are not alone, that he does carry our burdens. Don't let those burdens slip into other areas of your life. Let's take a moment. Take that heavy burden and give it to Jesus. He loves us all so very dearly, and he wants us to give those burdens to him. We are warned to not call people to ourselves instead of Jesus. In our words and in our actions, we need to continue to glorify God. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. We must come guided by his yoke and be willing disciples to learn and receive. Yoke was used by the ancient community to express one's obligation to God. Listen and learn from the Lord. Do not rebel against the teachings of Jesus. The yoke of Jesus is easy and light. Jesus shares, "I am gentle and lowly in heart." His servant's heart is displayed throughout his life. During his ministry, he shows that he is qualified to be the one who bears our burdens, and he is. Jesus wants to give us rest, rest for our souls, rest for our minds. These are profound gifts to each of us. He bears our burdens, and our burdens become lighter. We are warned to not become lazy. There is still a yoke to bear, and burdens will occur in our lives. It's just how life is. But we know that Jesus is helping to make life easier and lighter. Having a relationship with Jesus means we are to let him bear our burdens with us. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take that deep breath. Oh, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we are feeling weary, overwhelmed, and burned out, this invitation is personalized for us. I have never felt so weary and burned out these last 2 weeks with my mom's pain. And it took me about 3 days till I just was like, "Lord, just stop me and help me to give it to you." And God is good. And I praise him for giving me the strength to help my mom. When the yoke, which was a wooden harness used to link animals together, was light, made correctly, and placed on the animals, they could work better and they could accomplish more and their work would be easier. With Jesus, it becomes easier. And so living a meaningful life does not need to be an exhausting grind without joy. I know each one of us has a burden that we're carrying. We need to stop trying to carry the weight on our own. Follow the teachings of Jesus. Shift your mindset and your heart to focus on love and grace and forgiveness. Luke 10:21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. We have been chosen. We have been chosen to fall into his arms. Jesus' love is not reserved for those who are clever or highly educated. It is to be understood through childlike faith, and we can do that. He finds such elation and joy when the weak follow his law. Jesus rejoices, and he prays to give thanks to his Father God. He's delighted in his unity with his Father. Jesus gives thanks for the simplicity of his servants. We don't have to be perfect. We have to keep believing and keep trying. We have to make him our daily bread. This is a quote. We have to make him our daily bread, not just our Sunday meal. His servants continue to work in the name of Jesus Christ. We do not need to change his message. We give all praise to Jesus every day. Amen. Let's pray. We come before you, Lord, with hearts full of praise, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit just as your Son has. Forgive us for the times that we rely on our own worldly understanding instead of resting in your grace. May we live with joyful hearts in the blessed assurance that our names are written in heaven. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen.